The Alan Moy Show, it is really, really boss. The Alan Moy Show, special guest on every week. The Alan Moy Show, it makes you think though, doesn't it? The Alan Moy Show, get it in your ear holes.
What do you think? Do you think Anna Kendrick's a pretty lady?
Can I look at
it? Is this recording?
I think
this is the Alan Moy Show, okay.
Oh, hello.
Do you think Anna Kendrick is a pretty lady?
What?
Do you think Anna Kendrick is a pretty lady?
I don't know what she looks like.
What do you mean?
What? Someone show this man a picture of Anna Kendrick, please.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
What do you reckon of Anna Kendrick?
She's all right.
Show Lewis, because he doesn't have a clue.
He doesn't know who Anna Kendrick is.
Come here, Lulu. You guys carry on talking.
Right. What do you think she smells like?
I think she'd smell like brut.
Brut?
The brut.
The male aftershave.
Yeah.
I don't think she would.
Don't you think she'd smell a brut?
I feel like she would smell like sugar cookies.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen the porn star Harriet Sugar Cookie?
No. That's an amazing name for a porn star.
Don't look it up. Well, you can if you want. We've been doing too much looking up on this podcast. It's only 30 seconds in or so.
Yeah.
We've already looked up fucking two people.
What do you think she smells like?
I don't know, but...
What do you think she smells like?
I don't know what women smell like.
You don't
know. Lewis, have you ever seen a woman before?
Yes.
When?
I don't go around sniffing them, though.
No, but you have an idea in your head.
She's filthy.
Who's that?
Harriet Sugar Cookie.
Oh, sweet
Jesus. She looks
like she's filth.
She is filth. She's British.
She talks like this a lot, lads. I like porn stars who say, all right, lads.
How's it going? What is it, big gooch?
Lewis, who's your favourite porn star?
I don't know.
I know you got loads. You'll...
Yeah, I got loads of that now.
Teddy's away.
It's a lot of porn stars.
It's a long list.
Who's got name a quick one. Go on, Lewis. Name a porn star.
I've been on the porn stars for a while.
What do you want? What pornography do you watch, Lewis?
Whatever floats my boat.
What floats?
What does float your boat, Lewis? I want to know now.
Yeah, we want to know what floats your boat.
Flappy Bird.
What? Flappy Bird floats your boat. Lewis gets really sexually aroused.
Lewis wasn't allowed to talk until he was introduced. Anyway, nor am I.
Yeah,
we've got all the rules.
We're all new rules now, mate.
We're beyond that now.
Second season.
We didn't even fucking start the episode. We just started talking about Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, that's how you start on my show now.
What type of pornography do you enjoy?
Just random.
I'm pretty sure we've spoken about this before.
I want to know now.
We need to know exactly what video it is that gets you off.
I don't know. It's a random one that I usually watch. Just click through them.
Do you watch?
I mean, I usually go on like a porn star and then I'll just scroll down because Pornhub now like links like related porn stars to that account. So I click on them, like, shit videos, and I click on another one, like, oh, she looks like she got shit videos. Next one, and just keep going until I find one.
That's the worst description.
That's the worst.
That's how Pornhub works.
What is the last porno you went to? What was it like?
I don't know. I can't remember.
What happened? Do you know the last thing I went to?
Yeah, go on.
Right, have you ever seen the film Bruno?
Yeah.
Yeah? The bit where he's spinning a midget round on his knob.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Okay. Lewis, would you eat your mum?
No.
Not sexually.
Yeah, but I mean, eat her flesh.
Like,
no.
Yeah, like...
Physically eat her, like cannibalism.
Yeah.
Like, I think cannibalising your own family is a bit weird, isn't it?
What if you have to?
Just regular cannibalism, is fine.
Do you know what I'd eat first? The bum.
Yeah.
Because it'd be like a ham. You carve it off.
Yeah. What piece of the body would you eat, Lewis?
Arms are the best place to start.
Okay.
Come and sit down over here.
Yeah, well, you're standing over there, Lewis.
I feel like you're going to be...
Lewis is currently just hovering over us all.
Like a wraith. An evil overlord.
Lewis, explain why the arm would be the best place to start.
Look, there's four sides to this table. You sit on the side that's empty. Go on, go around. This isn't carrying on until Lewis is sat down. Come on, just come and walk around here.
Watch
Bruce Phillips. Did you just call me a pikey bastard?
Yes. What? Why? Why are you being racist now, Irish? Why are you being racist against the Irish?
I'm allowed to be.
And also,
how are you allowed to be racist?
To Irish people.
You're a white male.
Yeah.
They're white as well. They're white as well.
Right, so? That's got nothing to do with it. You're not allowed to be racist if you're white and male.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Tough.
So why you, what made you so like angry, Lewis, in life?
I have to put up with you guys.
Right, fair enough. Fair enough. If you had to eat a body part, which one would it be?
Leg. No, arm, is it? That's what I said.
You fucking changed your mind.
Tossing and turning.
Well, leg or arm, because they're kind of the same.
Leg or arm.
Love it.
Do you interchange what you used to walk with? Just randomly walk on your arms. Can you pick stuff up with your feet, Lewis?
Yeah, most people can. They should be mentally handicapped.
Could you jerk a man off with your feet?
Would you jerk me off right now with your feet?
No.
Why not?
Because you're a bloke. I'm not gay.
Well, I've never seen you with a woman.
Before?
I've never seen you with a man either, to be fair.
Yeah, no.
Exactly, so fuck off.
Before, you said you'd stab me if I was gay.
Why were you being so homophobic earlier when we were watching Child's Play? Was it Child's Play 2?
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
You were being very homophobic.
You said you would kill Mike for being gay. Why did you say that?
Yeah. You said you'd put a bullet in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the words.
Why?
Because that would cure his gayness.
Yeah. It cures most things, though, to be fair, not just gayness.
Doesn't cure death.
Yeah, it does. It creates...
Yeah, Chris.
Are you homophobic, mate?
No. I'm not homophobic.
But you think that bullets cure homosexuality? Yeah.
Yep.
I can't deny his logic, that's the problem. It would cure it.
Well, is homosexuality something that needs curing?
I don't think
it's... Is it a disease? This is audio, mate.
Yeah, he's thinking now. There's a pretty clear answer that it's no, but you're thinking way too much about it.
Not so much as people that think they're fucking transgender or whatever the fuck. Oh, no, don't
fucking start on this.
Yes, we need this discussion.
Go on, Bruce, you have some views on this.
Here's my views, right? You can do what you want. There you go. That's it. Apart from, though, if you were born a man and you want to be a lady and then you are a lady, you shouldn't be allowed to do sports with other ladies because it's unfair on the ladies that were born ladies.
I think that is actually a rule, though, anyway.
No, it isn't.
There's
fighters who were men and now are ladies and just go into a fucking ring and beat the shit out of women and then, like... athletes that run against women and they're super fast in comparison, because if you haven't noticed,
Tuesday
men and women aren't the same.
I was talking about people that had like class their gender as like fucking alien or something stupid like that.
What harm is that doing to you, Lewis?
Because it's not a gender. It's never been a gender.
It doesn't matter if it isn't. Who gives a fuck?
It's called common stupidity, so that is.
When aliens come down...
That's a good argument. I'm glad.
Lewis is just going to stand there and go, you're not a gender!
But even aliens going to have a fucking gender.
How do you know?
Because that's how everything works. Everything has to have a gender to recreate.
Some things recreate, I can't remember the term, but...
Asexual,
frogs.
Yeah.
Are you...
It's still got the genders... Well, the genitals needed to create that to happen.
There's different chromosome orientations that humans can have.
Do you know what I read today? That the Y chromosome is fucking dying off, mate.
Mm.
What's going to happen then? When the Y chromosome dies and everything's XX?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be long dead by then.
Yeah, you
will. I won't fucking care.
You
shouldn't care, man.
Nah, true. That's the point, innit?
Mm.
Oh, that was so good. You shouldn't care now. Straight in.
That is beautiful.
Straight in. Unless, of course, like, you're smooching.
Mm.
And I'm assuming, and you shouldn't, but I am, I'm assuming you're a straight man, Lewis Richards.
I've never seen him with a woman.
I've never seen him with a woman, but I've never seen him kiss a man.
It's true.
So, I'm assuming you're a straight man, considering you think that putting a bullet in someone's head will cure their homosexuality. So, if you were smooching, right?
Mm.
a lady, a lovely lady.
Yep.
And when you look down, she's got a pair of balls.
Yeah.
That to me, I mean, I'd be a bit upset. Now, you say you shouldn't care, but...
I think if it's deceitful, it's potentially rape, isn't it?
It is potentially rape.
I'm not sure. I think you've gone that far.
Well, if they haven't told you up to that point, yeah.
Although, I would like... I'd like to think that I'd know if I was putting my penis in another man's bumhole.
I mean, let's be honest, like, most transgenders, as you can spot them from a mile away.
But...
Bruce.
Yep.
Find some pictures for... You're good at this sort of shit.
Like Paris Lees from Bear Grylls. She's pretty passable, isn't she?
What about Anna Kendrick? She's passable.
I haven't noticed she's a transgender a on Bear Grylls.
Oh, Paris Lees.
No, I doubt.
No, she's not.
Idea.
She is.
No, she's not.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, but that's also someone that's had, like, ridiculous amount done to them.
Yeah,
to
probably.
Get to that state.
I think the richer you are, the better.
The richer you are, the more you can camouflage
which
yourself.
Which isn't fair, really. What I'm going to say is the percentage of transgender people is super, super low. The percentage of transgender people who are willing to trick you into having sex from that low, low percentage is low. So you're going to be incredibly fucking unlucky to have drawn that card. So I don't know why we're discussing it.
No, it's true. But also, it would be right.
It'd be funny. I'd laugh if Lewis came and said, I was fucking this woman and then it turned out she had a lot of bollocks.
Lewis would never say that. He would never admit to that, ever. And also, Lewis it would end up that she'd point. Have three bollocks.
Yeah.
So the percentage of that happening is like none.
Mm-hmm.
0.00991%.
I don't know why there's so much news about transgender people when they make up like 3% of the population, maybe less.
I think because they're trying to normalise it.
Who are?
The news.
It's like vegans.
Yeah, but vegan population's gone up though. Vegan population's shot up from like 3%
to
7%.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, that's what it is. Like, they're the start of like where the vegans were at like a few years
ago. I think the internet and social media has just meant that these people always existed.
Yeah.
But we see them more often because of social media.
Yeah, but now they're talking to us.
Yeah, now we're finding them in our...
I don't understand. We're finding them online instead of passing them in the streets, which was very rare.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't understand vegans. I'd eat Al's cat if I could.
This booze is vegan.
Is it?
Just seeing it on the side, yeah.
Punk IPA. It's
proper punk.
I love it. So pumped.
You went to BrewDog.
Yeah, no, it's good. BrewDog.
We're sponsored by BrewDog today. Yeah. So, BrewDog, if you're listening.
Yeah, if you want to sponsor us,
10 cases.
If you want to sponsor this transphobic, anti fucking.
No, it's just one man with a warped sense of reality. We're all normal people.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce and myself and Al are normal. Lewis Richards has a very warped sense of reality. And we can't condone we don't condone that.
We have to invite opposing opinions onto the podcast.
Yeah, we've got to have right wing.
We've got to have bigots.
Lewis.
Transgender Nazis.
Vegan haters.
Vegan hating.
To be fair, I hate vegans, though.
Small percentage.
Well, no, I hate people that just like shove shit in your face and just like, no, you have to listen to
them. It's only because you follow them on Facebook.
Like if vegans are like, I'm a vegan, I want to eat what I want, fine. But if they're like, you have to stop eating, it's wrong, it's horrible, and like, standing outside the little signs, this is wrong, don't eat these things, they can be our friends. It's like, don't force your opinion on me.
They're not forcing their opinion on me, they're just saying like, don't eat me.
Yeah, but it's what they believe. It's almost like the same as like, a military personnel standing outside of a college trying to recruit people.
Yeah, they do that all the time.
Yeah, which is wrong.
That is wrong.
It is wrong.
Yeah, you can't fault that logic.
But that's recruiting people to go and die. This is just recruiting people to sort of improve your health slightly.
That's not improving health. Because I'm the person that believes in balance in a diet.
Lewis, you eat you used to eat 99% McDonald's.
Yeah.
Which I think if you eat meat,
95%.
If you eat meat as part of a balanced diet, which none of us do here, right? Unless maybe Al. Al's pretty good at his food at the moment, right? Which we don't. We're asking for heart disease, blood disease, and all that shit. Colon cancer, etc. Higher percentage. Well, no, fact.
It also depends on what meat you eat as well.
I suppose if you just eat like chicken grilled in salads, a lot of the time.
They're really healthy.
Or white fish or whatever, but we don't do it. Burgers and fucking pepperoni pizza and shit.
Yeah,
like
boy.
I would eat Al's cat. I would eat Al's pussy.
Mm-hmm.
If it was between me and Al's pussy, I'd eat Al's pussy.
No, this is something, I don't know who said it, but someone said to me, I guarantee
you. Wouldn't be there. I wouldn't make you watch. If, I'm not a monster.
Cheers, mate.
Come on, wait. Lewis, if the world, to say.
The world went to shit,
uh-huh,
and all the plants died out, the vegans were the first ones to start eating meat again.
If why would all the plants died out, plants would everybody would be dead already, because there'd be no oxygen.
I mean, the plants that they eat for food. You can't eat a tree.
You said all the plants. I don't know what you're thinking.
The plants that vegan.
Vocalise your thoughts, mate.
They vegetation.
If they had to eat meat to survive.
Vegetation, still all the plants.
Fuck off, you stupid
fuck. I'm not a stupid fuck. You're saying if all the plants died, that vegans would eat the animals. But if all the plants were dead, we'd all be fucking dead.
You don't eat a tree, though, do you? Which is where your oxygen comes from.
You said all the plants.
You know what I meant by that?
All edible plants died.
Clearly, I didn't. Normally,
clearly, your brain can't comprehend.
If Bruce said, you know, if all the plants died, I'd think all the plants.
Yeah.
Not just the ones that vegans eat.
Because this is what this conversation was about.
What conversation?
All the plants dying.
About vegans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So why do I refer to every plant?
You said all the plants. Oh, you said those words, the plants.
To be fair, Lewis, the scenario you're envisioning is quite extreme. Like, if literally every plant died, then I'd have to eat meat.
But yeah, of course they would.
Of course they would, because they don't want to die. That's literally a situation where they have to do it or they will die.
I was saying, there was a stupid thing I saw where vegans were going and getting branded like animals.
I don't know.
Lewis, do you want to come around to my house tomorrow and watch Ice Road Truckers?
No.
Why not? Why not? It's a nice invitation, that is.
Is it because it's at my house?
Something from my rubble, bro.
I need it safe.
Oh, sorry, mate. I'm just playing with your labos.
Don't ruin my labos, mate. My pedos.
Whoa.
Whoa. What's up, mate?
Do you want to come around to my house tomorrow and watch...
No, because I'm at work.
Ice Road Truckers.
Why are you at work?
Why do you work, Lewis? You're rich.
Some people have
Saturday, it's the weekend.
Yeah.
Retire.
Yeah, retire, Lewis.
Unfortunately, I'm too young to retire.
Shit. Lewis, why don't you retire right now?
No.
What makes the perfect sandwich?
Chicken, bacon, butter.
Real butter or margarine?
Real butter.
Chicken, bacon.
Yeah.
And butter.
I'm finished.
All right, Al, best sandwich.
I don't know, man. Pumpkin spice latte.
Pumpkin spice latte sandwich. Mike, best sandwich.
Sloppy Joe's, mate.
Sloppy Joe's. Sloppy. What's in a Sloppy Joe's? You have to explain to me. I've had the pizza, but...
It's like mints. It's like a mint concoction.
Mm.
Yeah, it looks a bit like Spag Bol.
Okay.
I've never eaten it. I really want one. Do you know why? Do you know, I watched it on American Horror Story Cult.
Okay.
And she was like, Sloppy Joe's, it's a manwich.
Oh, yeah,
and I was like, yeah, I want a manwich now. And it looked amazing. It was like on a bun, on a cob. Oh,
I like a good club sandwich. So, chicken, bacon,
butter,
lettuce. Fuck the butter. Mayo.
Butter on a sandwich. That's
but the good thing with the club sandwich is you've got that extra layer of bread in the middle for no reason. So when somebody says, I like my amount of genders as I like the amount of bread on a sandwich, I'll say, well, club sandwich has got three slices of bread.
Oh, shit.
Boy, what's the third gender?
Male, female, asexual.
Asexual gender.
That's what their class does.
Inhuman.
Yes.
Mm. I don't know.
Is that what it is?
Asexual.
Is it?
Yeah.
What about hermaphrodite?
Yeah. Intersex.
But then that is, they have both.
Yeah.
That's genders. Intersex. Isn't
is it intersex now?
Yeah.
I'm intersex. Are you intersex?
Both. Have you got both? I'm intersex. Yeah, totally. I love it. It's good. It's sex good. Is good. I like sex. Lewis, do you like sex?
Are you intersex?
That was a shit card. No,
Lewis, are you intersex?
Lewis, have you been having sex lately?
Are you intersex, mate?
No, I haven't had sex lately.
Why not?
Lewis hates sex.
Why do you hate sex? He's
taking a proper down spot.
Lewis, mate, we're
Lewis,
get...
sit down. You're Lewis, always standing up.
Lewis,
just
sit
chill.
Down. We're going to get you a girlfriend right now. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you want in a girlfriend. We did this before, but you might have updated it.
No, this would be perfect, I think.
No.
What Lewis, are you looking for in
a
perfect
for in a
woman?
We're not doing this.
Oh, why?
Come on, Lewis. We're trying to get
you
a woman.
We're not taking
a
bit.
Fuck off.
Sit down.
Come on, Lewis. Sit down, mate.
Sit down. There's a cushion there. Sit down.
No.
Just... Why are you getting all defensive and aggressive?
Because I'm going.
Why?
Because I'm going.
You're leaving mid podcast.
Yes.
This is a first.
Yes.
Lewis, why didn't you want us to talk about you, your perfect woman? We're trying to help you out here.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck about women.
Why not?
Oh.
Fucking hell.
Oh, it's like, is it?
Are you,
You one of them,
Are you an uphill gardener, mate?
You want to do the homosexuals? If you are, mate, I respect that.
I'm going home. So.
Oh, come on, sit down
sit
and
down,
have a chat.
Lewis. Come on, have a
we
chat.
We won't talk
Lewis.
About women anymore.
Oh, I've got work and I don't want to sit around here all night again.
When does your work start?
And take an hour to get you fucking home again.
I'm fine. I get a taxi.
What time do you start work in the morning, Lily?
I don't know. I get up like 8 o'clock in the morning.
What time do you start work?
I don't fucking know.
When does your shift start?
I don't know.
Why don't you know when your shift starts tomorrow?
You're just going to turn up randomly.
I just wake up.
When you wake up, your shift starts.
He wakes up and then he just goes to work, no matter what.
No matter what time it
quit
is.
Quit your job.
No matter what.
Why are you so angry,
Lewis? Or you quit your job.
Why, honestly, why are you such an
serious?
Angry old man?
You've been angry since you got here.
Why are you angry, friend?
He's always angry. You are.
He's angrier than normal.
He needs to chill. You're looking at me like you want to cave my head in. There's no need for it. Just chill.
I'm going.
Alright, go there. Leave.
I'll
fine.
See
that's
you guys.
Okay, see you,
Lewis.
See you later,
Lewis.
Great bit of the podcast.
See you, Lewis.
I'm going to make up your perfect woman.
Alright.
You can make up while I'm not here what you want.
I'll play Lewis.
Okay.
Bye, love you.
And like the last one, it won't turn up.
What?
Just what? He's talking about Laura Cape Dale.
A transvestite that we didn't make up. He's just literally left. He's left.
No, he's still here. Alright, lads, I'm
alright, Lewis, how are you?
I'm alright. How's it going?
I'm good, but why are you so angry? Lewis, why are you so angry?
I'm asexual.
I'm angry because I'm fucking gay.
Lewis,
on a scale of 1 to gay, how gay are you?
I thought Sammy was a Samuel. So I'm fucking gay for him.
Oh, you funny you are, Lewis. I didn't realise how cool you were. You know, you're an angry little fucker.
I'm dead happy today. Saw Bruce Campbell's cock.
Would you kiss Bruce Campbell on the cock?
Right on his fucking cock. Wag him off into my ear, into my mouth.
Oh,
right to be gob.
I really want to hear Bruce Phillips and Lewis have a conversation now.
You right, Lewis? So, you're gay for Bruce Campbell, are you? Yeah, I fucking want to bum him. Really want to bum Bruce Campbell.
Oh, he's a good lad. I miss Bruce Campbell.
I miss Lewis.
No, I'm still here. Idiot.
Oh, I don't know what it was. Why, honestly, he was so fucking angry tonight.
Really, really pissed.
I don't know why he's so angry at everything. What is he?
He hates us, I think.
He hates us so much. Why does he come here?
I don't know. Lewis, why do you come here if you hate us so much?
Because I fancy you. Because I'm fucking gay. Alright.
Oh, go on then, Lewis. See you later.
See you later, lads. Love you. Kissy, kissy, kissy.
Oh, what a guy.
What a guy. Oh,
what a guy.
Oh, I am confused why...
I don't know. Maybe he thinks we're taking the piss out of him.
We are, but at the same time...
Yeah, it's just bants, though, isn't it?
It is just bants, and his views are a bit extreme.
They're very extreme. Like, legit, before, he said, to cure my gayness...
He did.
...he would put a bullet in my head.
And then as soon as we challenge that, he just kicks off and leaves.
It's very odd.
He can't take other opinions.
He's just a strange man, and hopefully... We'll have him back on the show. Yes.
Hopefully. I can't wait.
He is a genius.
How strange he is. He got very defensive when we started asking him what his perfect woman would be.
Mm-hmm. We all know his perfect woman.
His perfect woman would be a man. That's what it
is. Right, what are we talking about this week then, Mike? Come on.
I don't know.
We were going to start a subject.
It's gone now.
That's it, lads.
Lewis was the subject.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's about it. All right. Short episode, but it's been sweet.
That's it, lads.
That was a good one.
Peace.